At the top of this pyramid are the policymakers, and of course, this must be where policy originates. This includes the Bank of International Settlement, which ultimately controls the money supply and thus global markets, trade, and national economies. The BIS coordinates the various national central banks that coordinate government monetary and fiscal policy in their assorted countries. Working with these banks are the global representative groups or high-level think tanks that formulate the policies to achieve the global public-private partnership goals. These global think tanks work in partnership and with other global entities to create global political policy. And they include such organizations as the World Economic Forum, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Club of Rome, among many others. The next level in this hierarchy are the policy distributors, and these organizations and bodies take the policy directives from the policy makers and distribute them to the policy enforcers. These would include the United Nations, the IMF, the WHO, the World Bank, and also wealthy philanthropists like Bill Gates and George Soros, for example. The next level are the policy enforcers, and the policy enforcers are those who work to justify the policies they are required to enforce, and they include national and local governments, the civil service, the courts, military, and the police, among others. The next level in the global public-private partnership are the policy propagandists, and they are tasked with convincing the public to accept and hopefully believe in the policies they are setting directives for. They use psychological manipulation, disinformation, misinformation, broad censorship, and outright propaganda. Now, these groups include the mainstream media, the so-called fact checkers, social media platforms, and other groups like the ADL and the SPLC, among others. And at the bottom of this hierarchy are the policy subjects themselves, or the general public. We, the general public, are the subjects of the policies that trickle down through the global public-private partnership ecosystem. We largely pay for this system through taxation and borrowing, and the system is largely designed to exploit us. But as one looks to the current conditions around the world, civil and economic, that are manifesting themselves, our manufactured compliance or our manufactured consent looks even less and less necessary going forward. Now, this is the cornerstone of the power elite concept as delineated by sociologist C. Wright Mills in his 1956 book. As a concept, power elite can be defined as a small group of people who control a disproportionate amount of power, wealth, and privilege, and access to decision makers in the political system. Moreover, that the interwoven interests of the leaders of the military, corporate, and political elements of society, well, this suggests that the ordinary citizen is a relatively powerless subject of manipulation by those entities. Now, does any of this sound familiar?